Well, now, TV fans know Richard Armitage as Lucas North, the former head of Section D, the counter-terrorism unit of MI5 in Spooks, BBC One's hit spy series back on Monday. To others, he'll always be Sir Guy of Gisborne in Robin Hood or Harry Kennedy, the love interest in The Vicar of Dibley. But in these and other parts, he always brings his brooding good looks like a young Ted Hughes and an intensity of performance. So I see you say you're a method actor. So how do you get into playing a sort of spook or a spy?
I don't know if I am a method actor. I seem to apply a different method to each character that I come across.
Yes.
And I sort of invent it as I go along, and it's a bit of an experiment. With Spooks, I really went to fiction more than anything. I looked at a lot of John le Carré and Frederick Forsyth, and a lot of American authors as well, like Robert Ludlum, because I think this genre really relies on the imagination more than anything else, because when I was creating Lucas, I wanted to create somebody that I would aspire to be. And I think when people are asked, I get asked a lot, you know, if you were a superhero, what quality would you like most? And I think most people would say the ability to fly or the ability to disappear, become invisible. And I think creating a spy, you really kind of focus on that aspect of removing yourself from society. And
you often ask which quality as a superhero you would have.
Yeah. I don't know. I suppose because the genre, in the way that Spooks is portrayed, is that, you know, sometimes there's an element of making these characters larger than life and the ability to do something superhuman. But we've really tried to make it feel as real as possible. And I think removing oneself from society and being able to infiltrate or exfiltrate from the system is something that really appeals to me.
Well, you mentioned John le Carré, but there's the spooky spy aspect of that, but there's much more action in it. I mean, you're more, I might even suggest a role for you, you're more sort of James Bondy, really, aren't you? Because you're having to get down and dirty and you know, save maidens from certain death and avoid explosions and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, that's the tricky bit of Spooks, because every week there does have to be a ticking bomb. And we do have to, you know, three people have to save Britain from certain disaster eight times in a series. So, and that's the part of it which takes quite a lot of imagination. The other aspect of it is, over the eight episodes, we do try to create a series arc, which is sometimes a leap of the imagination, but it's always very scientifically feasible. And this year we have we chase a bomb throughout eight episodes, but it's a bomb which is, it's not a bomb in so much as an explosive bomb. It's more of a biological weapon that, when you really analyse the science behind it, it's something that is terrifyingly close, I think.
Oh, right. Well, if we have to be believe the stories, we are close to disaster on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, yeah.
But I see you've I've seen the first two episodes of the next series, and you've got Ian Glen has turned up playing somebody from your past, so it's not developed yet, so I can't give anything away. So something's going to go on there in a sort of personal life of your character.
Yeah, Vaughan turns up with a suitcase full of memories, and in that suitcase is a photograph of a girl that Lucas knew 15 years ago, and he goes in search of her, and it really it has an effect on his future because it's going to explode his past. So that's been really exciting to play.
And there's a new female character as well, Beth Bailey,
Miles.
Is she going to stay in the department? Is she going to be sacked from it? We don't. Well, I know a little bit, but we don't know too much yet.
Yeah, I mean, episode one really sets the tone for the entire series. It's very much about appearance and reality. We've got three new characters who all turn up pretending to be somebody else. In the spy world, it's known as a legend. So you're playing a different character, and and eventually throughout the course of that episode, everyone is revealed to be somebody else.
What makes Spooks exciting is, in a particular sense, is that you can't be guaranteed that somebody you like in the series is going to stay there. They might easily be blown up or leave or dispatched by a Russian operative at any point. So do you know how long you're going to last, or do you have to wait each week to discover whether the bomb will go off on your face or whether you defuse it in time?
They are quite gentle with us. They do give you some warning. They don't issue a script if you are going to get bumped off without... warning you first.
Because Ros Myers, played by Hermione Norris, she appeared to be blown up at the end of the last series. But is she going to be saved from that or not?
I think I read in the Times this morning that we start with Ros's funeral, so it is out there, and it is.
Yeah, but you can't be convinced by that. No, often in these sort of things, it's a pile of bricks who gets buried. I'm not stupid. No. Well, I may be stupid, but I'm not be fooled by that.
Yeah, I think that she has been killed once and came back to life, so I don't think they could do it again. But it is exciting.
We'll get the Pope's view on that. Yeah.
No, it's one of the things that you live for with Spooks. You go into the show knowing that, if at any point you're going to leave, which you probably are, they're going to do it in a really exciting and dramatic way. And actually, Spooks itself is fighting for survival at a time when television is struggling. And I think that in itself has created a ninth series whereby we're all really out there trying to do something better than we've done before.
And another thing's been in the paper suggestion, this might be the last series. Or is that a tease or is it in fact the last?
I think it was sort of just misquoted because there are no plans to end it, but I think the fear that it is on a knife edge has made everyone really up their game. So, hopefully it's more exciting than last year.
It looks like it's quite expensive to film, though. It's got, it's high quality.
I think they do it for the same amount of money, but they just push everyone a little bit harder. So, you do sort of make each episode feels like a feature film shot in about 2 weeks.
Yes. Well, we're having to cut our cloth at the BBC now, and even those big money dramas like that. So it's Monday evening, is that right?
You're back on
Monday 9 o'clock. Well, jolly good. Thank you for joining us, Richard Armitage.
Thank you.
Or Lucas North, great name, Lucas North. It sounds a little bit like a service station somewhere in Scotland, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Lucas North, off the M6.
Okay, well, let's move along.